get into it.
Start spreading the news.
No, try like you did before. Try
I'm
to sound good.
Today, gonna make a brand new start of it.
Bow-now.
New York, New York. Welcome to Respectfully Podcast.
That was okay.
I have a pretty good voice.
That really was so okay.
I did it my way.
That's a game I like to play when I'm on a long drive with someone. I'll like put on a song and be like, try your best to sing this.
Strangers,
like, you're
in the
not
night.
Allowed to be funny right now. You have to try.
You have to go,
I'm right there.
Exchanging glances. Welcome to Respectfully Podcast. I am Frank Sinatra, Willy Wonka, and your nightmare and dream girl, Andrea Allen.
And I'm Lizzie Cassidy, a cat.
I'm just getting Lizzie to try to transition into full e-girl.
I know, it's crazy. We should discuss the fact that you, in full sincerity, texted me and told me that I should wear cat ears in real life.
Why not?
First of all, I'm already giving kooky.
Yes.
You're going to throw cat ears on top of it? I'll be set on fire and sent to a mental hospital.
Have the balls to wear full.
Not a balls versus no balls thing. Do I ever want to fuck again?
There are people that will fuck you.
And I don't want to fuck them.
And they will be scary people.
I don't want to fuck people who want to fuck cat ear girl.
As someone who used to fuck a furry, not bad.
I know, and I say this with love and respect.
What?
I don't want to fuck you. We have different kinds of
what
sex.
What the hell? I start a podcast with you to try to get you to fuck me.
I know.
And you do this?
Wouldn't it be funny if the only reason I didn't want to fuck you is because you're too kinky? Not because we're friends or anything else.
I mean, I have a parasite. Breaking news, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Have we not talked about this?
I don't think so. No. Your boy got a colony of
little
guys inside her.
You got a village of critters in you.
God. And I've been inside for like 6 months. I've been inside for like 2 months. And I'm starting to get crazier and crazier. I'm suggesting people wear animal ears.
In earnesty.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm having a hard time, but I'll be better. I'll get better. I can't believe I got a fucking parasite. Can you believe that shit?
Do you think the parasite is like, tell her friend to wear cat ears?
Huh? It's from dirty water, apparently.
Andrea drinks out of puddles.
Yeah. Little thing to know about me, I splash puddle water.
Andrea likes to drink out of puddles, and she used to drink alcohol, so we let her do it.
Yeah. It also is if people poop and then they don't wash their hands and then they touch something and I touch something, then you can.
Well,
get
if you
it.
Touch something and then you put it in your mouth,
yeah,
right.
And I also eat poop, so that is
and she
possible.
Eats poop.
And another thing,
as like a snack,
yes,
not in a sex way, as like a treat.
It's just like
delicious little
parasite
poops.
Was not on my bingo card, man.
Yeah, crazy,
crazy.
I saw a TikTok of a girl who pooped out a tapeworm. She was holding it in her hands. And all the comments were like, you fucking moron. You're not supposed to touch it with bare hands. And it's like, how is anyone ever supposed to know that?
Right.
Like, how does anyone have enough tapeworm experience? Everybody was acting like this woman was like
An idiot.
And she had just pooped out a tapeworm.
I would pass out in my own shit.
I would strangle myself with the worm. What are we even talking about here? It's a worm in you. Well, you don't have worms.
I have a colony. I have Giardia lamblia.
Yeah, but yours are like, it said like microorganisms,
yeah.
So it's not like, worms.
They're little, they have tails.
I know, but they're like microscopic.
It's still horrific.
But I'm saying worms?
Yeah, worms are crazy.
Worms is crazy. Every guy I've ever dated has had butt worms.
It's insane. I think.
Do you guys know about pinworms?
No.
Yeah.
Fuck. Why am I the only one who knows about this?
I know about pinworms.
It really makes it seem like I had it. I've never had it.
Yeah,
what are
pinworms?
They're little worms that live in your butt.
Okay.
Yeah.
And kids get it for some reason because kids don't wash their hands. And so like every guy I've dated had it when he was a kid. And the last guy I asked about it, I was like, when did you have it? And he was like, when I was a kid. And I was like, how old? And he goes, I don't know, 14. But it's like there are these worms that live in your butt and they itch. And then you take a pill that kills all of them. And then you poop out a turd covered in worms.
Oh,
I know.
God.
I mean, the thing that's humiliating about the parasite that I have is that dogs get it a lot. Like, keep getting reinfected because they eat their own poop.
Yeah.
So every time you Google search it, it's like, dogs, you need to do multiple rounds of treatment for dogs.
For your dog that has this thing. Yeah, that's a toughie. That is a toughie. That'd be like if I got like mad pig disease.
Yeah, where are my dogs at?
Who let the dogs out? You know that song is about ugly women?
No.
That song is about walking into a party and all the women are ugly. And then they say, who let the dogs out? Isn't that so fucked up?
It's so fucked up. This world is a horrible.
That also should be the name of this podcast.
Kind of. By the way, shout out to the YouTube, or sorry, the Instagram commenter. Instagram is also a hate-filled place.
Yeah.
Who called our podcast the Fugly Bitch Summit.
It was Fugly Fat Girl Summit, and you don't know how funny you are.
Huh? That guy,
that person
yeah.
was trying to hurt us, and Summit is the funniest thing you could
Incredible.
Have said. Like, we're coming in here with big ideas, trying to solve them.
We have a podium.
We're like, how are we going to work out the issue of me being so fugly and fat?
This week, I have a parasite, and I'm an ugly slut. Does anybody have anything to say?
Oh, Fugly Fat Girl Summit is crazy.
I love it.
I love it.
Well, speaking of hatred, we're going to go into our first Respectfully segment.
Let's get into it. This is going to get us a lot of shit.
Woo!
We are going to get really torn apart for this one.
Yeah. So, respectfully.
Can you imagine we just say something completely hateful?
Respectfully, someone controls the weather.
Nope, that's not even a joke. Let's not even do it as a joke. Don't even do it as a joke.
Not even as a joke. Respectfully, just because you popped a fucking kid out of your puss
doesn't mean I owe you anything.
Mothers can get fucked.
Get fucked.
With their attitude towards everybody.
Oh, I'm so much better than you because I have a baby. I didn't fucking ask you to have it.
You made a bad life choice.
You made a bad life. Well, okay. Let's chill out a little bit. You made a permanent life choice.
Yeah.
And that's fine. But it is not my problem.
Well, also, there are a lot of the times the people who pop off because their mothers shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Shouldn't. So it's you did make like a bad life choice.
It's also like they say it like they're some sort of martyr.
I'm a
And it's like,
mother.
Isn't this supposed to be magical and happy?
Yeah.
Like they're always like, okay, I had an interaction on TikTok where this woman posted a video of her daughter drinking soy sauce. And I happen to know for some reason that that can kill you. Like you can overdose on sodium and die.
Wow.
And so I just commented because I was scared. I never comment. I'm not a commenter. But this little girl was drinking soy sauce. So I commented and I was like, hey, just so you know, this is like overdosing on sodium is a thing. I would maybe not do this. And she commented back and went, ugh, just one more thing for a mother to have to worry about. And it's like, or you can just not let her drink soy sauce.
Right.
It's actually not a thing you have to worry about at all.
Yeah.
You can just not let your kid have soy sauce.
It's also, if you have chosen to be...
She's like putting it on me like, now I have to be all stressed out that it's too much soy sauce. Just take away the soy sauce.
And you're criticizing a mother. How dare you?
How dare I? I'm sorry, I don't want your kid's heart to explode.
I kind of want to, so you're changed forever. But she... There's... there's also the type of mother who like hates her children and her whole identity is that like she's a mother who keeps it real.
Yeah.
And I'm like, then you are bad at this.
Also, it's like in this day and age, your children are going to have to grow up and see a TikTok of you talking about how hard it is to love them.
I hate my
terrible.
My life. Moms on TikToks are horrible.
And like, it's so hard to be me. Like, stop putting that. Why are you putting that out there? Your kids are going to have the internet
one
day.
Stop letting losers bust in you if you don't want a hard life.
Yeah.
I did it. I did two abortions.
Yeah.
And I'm living nicely.
I've let plenty of losers bust in me and my life is hard for different reasons. And do I complain about it all day, every day on my podcast and on stage? Yeah, I do. But you're annoying me.
You're annoying.
I was about to say I don't complain about it, but what are we even talking about?
Well, they also use it as a trump card to not, like, to excuse all of their shitty.
Like, to cut you in line.
Yes.
And, like, also, like, the people that just let their kids roam free. We were having dinner the other day, and there was, like, a mother with a toddler there, and the kid was just running around the restaurant, and the servers kept having to be like, hey, this is, like, where we walk around with hot food.
Yeah.
Can you not have your kid here? And she was, like, rolling her eyes, which has also happened to me when I was a server.
Yeah. Happens to me all the time.
All the time, right?
Yeah. I'm, like, about to kick this child.
I know. I worked at a fucking ramen restaurant. And one time I had a tray with like 9 bowls of hot ramen on it and a toddler ran into my shin and I was like, This, what I'm holding could kill this kid.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, this is like basically boiling water.
Wait, Ronnie, I don't want to dox you, but do you work in a restaurant in Brooklyn, I assume?
Yeah, I work down the street.
Okay, so that is what we witnessed last week.
Yeah, it was exact. I know where you work and it was the same vibe.
Like,
yeah.
It's like Brooklyn mother, she's the center of her universe.
Exactly.
It's the narrative surrounds her. She's
it's also
such a good person.
New Williamsburg, which yes. is very wealthy. Yeah. Like, very like... What used to be Gramercy is Williamsburg now, yeah. and I hate it.
They look at you like, isn't my child a miracle?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
aren't you so lucky to yeah. watch
to even
it
interact
run
with it?
Around? Also, the kid's not having, it's like scared and like running into.
Meanwhile, I'm
not,
having.
He doesn't want to be here.
I'm having yeah. dinner with Andrea. We're trying to talk about anal sex.
It's incredibly rude. Don't come into my spaces.
Don't come into my spaces. They serve alcohol here. This is for grown up. Another thing that sucks is when you're a woman, everyone thinks you give a fuck about their kid. So like so many. Dude, one time I was on a train and I was sitting in like a not a subway, like a Amtrak train. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting in the front seat. So there's like space in front of me.
Yeah.
And it was the next car was the cafe car.
Yeah.
So this woman is in the cafe car buying a bottle of wine. And her child wandered out of the cafe car into the like area in front of me.
Yeah.
And is like touching me and stuff.
Hate it.
And the mom just pokes her head out of the curtain, sees that there's a woman there and goes, oh, okay. Like you can watch him.
Right.
And I was like, I'm not watching your fucking kid.
You're
I don't know this kid.
Babysitter.
If he
now.
Tries to jump off the train, I'm not going to stop him. I don't know him.
I think.
What am
love
I going to grab him by the hair? I don't know how to deal with this.
Love that. I mean, I think if you're going to be a bad person and a mess, that's fine. Do that.
Do
that all day.
I'm doing it right now.
Yes. But if you're using your motherhood as a moral cover, that's when I'm like, you're a sloppy pig nightmare and
it's
you don't
like,
deserve your children.
Also, this is a thing that happens to like single women all the time where people act like you don't have any rights because you like not any rights but yeah. like it's the same sort of thing that happens when if you go on vacation with a big group of people and it's a lot of couples they're yeah. like well Lizzie can sleep on the pullout couch because she's single meanwhile I paid the same amount as everyone else and yeah. they're splitting it because they're couples
I know
I get a bed
I know
I paid more than anyone to be here and it's the same logic as like when a woman with a kid like cuts in front of you at a coffee shop and she's like sorry I have to get the kid to school then leave your house earlier you don't get to have your coffee today
I didn't nut you
Oh my God.
Not a new, yes.
I was on a fucking plane
yeah.
recently, mm-hmm. and the person behind me had a toddler on her lap who kept pulling my hair seven times in the course of the flight. A toddler pulled my hair. And the reason that it was able to is because it's I don't know what it was. Its mom was holding her phone watching a movie and a coffee in the other hand.
Oh.
And the kid was on her lap, so it's just hands free. And it's pulling my hair.
You can't have a hands free baby.
You don't get to have phone and coffee if you have baby. That's not fair.
You either are Samantha from Sex and the City or you're a nursemaid, and it's nothing.
And it's nothing in between.
I mean, the Williamsburg restaurant thing, too. It was a group of new mothers.
Yeah.
And they were all, like, hot and had money.
Yes.
So there was this, like, it was like they thought an episode of Sex and the City was happening.
Yeah.
Where all of their rich, annoying children were running around.
Yeah.
It's clear that they hadn't gotten out of the house. And they were like, oh, my God, we're meeting up with the girls.
Get a babysitter.
You have money.
Or have dinner at your house.
Yes. I know you have a big fucking
We're gonna get so much
table.
Shit for this.
I don't give a shit.
Oh, I don't get to have a life just because I'm a mom?
No.
Yeah.
You do, of course
Literally,
you
Literally, that's what I'm saying.
You shit a human out of your pussy.
You
what
have
the
to take care of it
gonna
now.
Happen?
You live in a city with the most access to abortion in the world. Stop looking at me like this is my problem.
I know. And also just like the self-righteousness is the thing that gets me the most. Like if when someone is...
Yeah.
is like their kids all over the place and they're stressed and like it's a nightmare and you can tell that they're like I just you know I'm like yeah I'll fucking
yeah
I'm not mad at you for
also
this.
We're talking about like wealthy women with options
yes.
we're not talking about like a single mom in like a restaurant trying to get dinner for her family and she's just like standing there for 20 minutes because she didn't have time to cook dinner because she's a nurse like
no.
I'm not talking about her
I'm talking
she's doing her best
yeah
the wealthy can't parent their children
no
yeah I'm only
in any
talking,
circumstance.
As someone who was raised by the wealthy, look at me.
Look at this. Is this what you want?
Is this what,
is
you,
this
want?
What you want your child to be? She has a sex podcast and a funny hat.
I make very little money and I am not doing great in any sense of the word. Yeah, no, we're talking about people who are like, this is my daughter, Autumn. And I'm like, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I hate
get
that.
Get out of this restaurant.
Yeah, no, I know. You get to finger paint with the rest of
also,
them.
People who like, people who won't stop doing comedy open mics after they have a kid.
Oh, God.
Cut that out.
Cut it out.
That's crazy.
There was a guy.
I'm supposed to clap that you have a 3-month-old at home. Be at home.
It's insane that you're here.
You're to do 3 minutes?
It's insane. I mean, there was a guy who was talking about how, like, he needed, like, financial support because his kid had to have brain surgery. And I'm like, you don't get to do your skits.
Yeah,
your
you child have to, is you have to be surgery. In brain surgery land.
Yes. I can't believe you got a woman pregnant and she has to sit by while you fucking do your horrible
Can you imagine
bits.
If you're sitting at your sitting? This is about dads now, but can you imagine sitting at home with a child with a brain tumor and your husband goes, I'm going to go to an open mic?
No.
I
changed the locks.
I would commit murder suicide.
I would change the locks.
That's crazy. It's That's insane. The craziest thing this I've ever heard. The amount of men who have come up to me and been like, yeah, I'm going to tell my wife that this show ran long so I don't have to get back there and the kid. And I'm like, he was born 2 weeks ago.
It's insane.
What are you talking about? He's wet. He's still wet.
Yes. This is what his crown has not been formed.
No, he's got a soft spot and a dad who hates him.
It's so bad. I mean, it's also people who comment nasty shit. Mothers who comment nasty shit.
Mothers are nasty online.
They're nasty, nasty hoes. And then
they're going to love, they're going to eat this up, aren't they?
Eat it up, you stupid sweater wearing bitch.
You go, a big scarf. That's original.
Oh, crazy of you. Because they say the nastiest shit. The nastiest shit. Then you go to their page and their bio is always inevitably like, love my kids.
Their bio is like, wife, mother, healer. And you're like, you just called me a cunt.
Love my kids, Corinthians 12:25.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, is your whole thing being compassionate? Interesting.
Interesting.
You fucking lunatic.
Oh, my God. Oh, and it's just the entitlement is the thing. That
yeah,
really
no,
me.
I know. And also, okay.
I have a question. Okay, yes. You go first.
You don't get to be crazy and broke and have a kid anymore.
I knew we were going to discuss
I'm
this.
I'm so sorry. It's too bad out there.
And
it's we're not, there's no middle class. Everything's on fire. The world is being bombed to
yeah,
death.
And we're not getting into like the eugenics of poor
we're
people
not.
Shouldn't have children.
We're
That's not what we're talking about. But if you're like a young woman who got knocked up and you have no fucking idea what you're doing, really consider not having that baby.
Yeah, it's not the right and moral thing.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, on a serious note, I've met a lot of women who have had abortions because they know that were they, it's not that they don't want a baby, it's that they know that were they to not have an abortion, the baby would have a bad life.
Yeah, me, twice.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's like, that is correct. Like, yeah. You can't have a baby because you're sad.
You can't have a baby because you're lonely.
You can't have a baby because you're lonely.
You can't make someone your little emotional incest machine.
Yeah. You can't have a kid that's born with an obligation to make you happy.
It's crazy. We know that we know how this cooks out, and they're fucking comedians.
Yes.
And they're a burden to everyone around them.
Yeah.
And they're not good people. Like, there's this whole.
And they have a terrible attachment style.
The worst. We are manufacturing horrible attachment styles.
I mean, nightmare attachment
Just
style.
Just fucking anxious avoidance all over the place. And, like, you don't. It's not like, oh, you have to be rich, but something has to be stable in your life. Either
you have to have a plan, I think.
Like one single plan.
Yeah.
And you don't get to take out all your bullshit on your fucking children. Stop recreating the boomer bullshit because that's what got us fucking here. And we can't be having more fucked up people.
Yeah. I think there's a happy in between because I'm also like, You also can't be like, I'm so fucking sick of these people who are like, you actually aren't allowed to yell at my son.
Oh.
You, we We don't use the word no in this house.
It's crazy.
We don't use the word no.
The gifted children parents.
And you think you're special because your son is going to grow up not knowing the word no? That's a pretty important word for boys to know.
Right, right, right. Yeah, my little angel mothers.
Have you met someone who's never been told no?
Yes.
That's the worst guy.
And I had to go to counseling
What
he did.
I'm in therapy because of people who have never been told no.
I won't have children, one, because I like my life too much and I don't want to sacrifice it. But also I would feel a burden to change everything about my life. And
well, you,
and
as you should,
so
everything
much.
Just changed. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about with these people who think that they can still go to a bar.
Yeah.
Why are you in a bar? I was a kid who went to bars. It wasn't fun.
Yeah.
No. It sucks. Stop bringing your fucking... It's loud, it's dark, it's scary, and drunk adults are terrifying.
Yes, they are.
And just because you want to have fun, your kid has to go through that? Fuck off.
And stop bringing your fucking
And also, you live in Astoria and you want to live in Connecticut, just move to Connecticut. All of the
Shots
people we're talking about live
fired.
In Astoria, and I can't fucking handle you. Move to Connecticut.
Yeah, and your husband's probably cheating on you.
I have a question.
Yes.
How pregnant does someone have to be for you to give them your seat on the subway?
I have a hard on for manners. So
me too.
if I'm so sick, I might not give it up, but any level, even if someone tells me they're pregnant and asks for it, I'll give it to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My thing is like, I'm gonna give it to you, but also everybody here is having a hard time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we all want to sit down. I've been running around all day in my stupid little shoes. We've both made choices.
I had a boss who was pregnant and we were like, we would be like running through Manhattan and the garment districts carrying fucking rolls of fabric. This bitch could haul ass.
Yeah.
So I am like, you're fine.
Yeah. I mean, the thing for me is like, I'm sure your back hurts. So I'm doing it.
Yeah.
But I am resenting you.
Maybe you should have stayed off your back and we wouldn't be
in
this situation.
Oh. I can't wait for us to be called mom shamers.
My neck, my back, my mom's pussy and her crack. I mean, my mom had me in her 30s.
My mom was almost 40 when she had me and she had like a great job.
Yeah. And listen, it wasn't sunshine and rainbows all the way, but I never wanted.
My childhood was perfect.
Yeah, so it was mine. But like my mom, I know that if something fucking went down, my mom would A, be able to take care of it financially, mm-hmm. and B, be such a fucking grown up that like whatever needed to get done would get done.
Yeah.
No questions asked. That's a parent.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I don't think you have to be wealthy to have a child. That's a crazy thing to say. But I do think that you need to be very experienced in problem solving.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, if your kid calls you and is like, this is what's going on in my life, you have to be able to be like, okay, and here's what we're going to do about it. You can't be like, oh, shit.
Wait.
Oh, I never saw this one coming.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's not allowed. Also, you got to be like a pillar of stability and strength.
You can't be. Also, you can't not be dealing with your substance abuse issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah. And it's like, you're not morally better than me because you had a kid and you're a drunk.
You're
worse than me.
You're also not a drunk just because you're drinking a martini at a fancy Williamsburg
bar. Yes. Rich drunk moms.
I'm just saying.
Yep.
You might also be a drunk.
Bottle of wine.
You might be an alcoholic.
Well, those rich drunk, I will say this. There is one window where I love rich drunk moms.
Uh-huh.
And it's when they start to pop off and really say what they think.
Yeah, it's Christmas.
Oh, my mom did it once at a Christmas party.
It's always Christmas.
And she fucking was like, and you're a piece of shit and I never liked you.
Yeah.
And now you want to do business, but we really know what we're about. And I remember watching it being like, this is awesome.
Yeah. It is awesome.
But it was not good.
But also.
Yeah. I am amused by it. But
also, if it's so hard for you to not go to a bar that you have to bring your baby, look into that.
Yeah. Look into it.
I'm just saying peruse your relationship with alcohol a little bit.
I would peruse it. I would go ahead and peruse it.
Think about it.
If I perused it and I'm just an internet slut who wants to have like a nice life and be nice to the people around me, you should peruse it.
Peruse it.
Yeah.
That's going to be a tough one. That's
going to
be a tough one on the web.
Let's take a quick break and start to acquire some lawyers for the defense on that segment. And we'll be right back.
Mommy.
I love how I'm like being like, you have to get your life together. Meanwhile, I got a parasite from poop.
Yeah, we're hypocritical bitches. That's why we have a podcast.
I love that. And now we want to discuss, this is something that you showed me on TikTok, which is the phenomena of when a man dumps
It's a trend.
You,
this it's is a trend, trend. Yes. On TikTok that I am obsessed with. And I think every woman who's participated in it is brave and a hero and yep. deserves a medal.
Yeah.
So a man will break up with a woman. And she'll post a screenshot of what he said to break up with her. And it's always something along the lines of like, I never loved you. You're not even that attractive. Yeah. I was cheating on you the whole time. Just something like horrific and mean that you never have to say to somebody to break up with them.
When a man hates
a woman.
Send her a DM.
He's going to say he's cheating on her even though he can't get pussy for the life of him.
Call her a stupid pig.
I love that you're so singy today.
Yeah, I'm into it.
So the first screenshot will be a man being like, you're a stupid pig whore. Yeah. I never loved you.
Yeah.
And then you'll swipe and like the next slide will be screenshots of the same guy mm-hmm. calling the woman mommy and begging her to let him come.
Ooh.
And I love women who do this.
This is like kind of lady revenge porn.
Yes, it yeah. is. And I think it's okay. Because first of all, they're not posting their names.
Yeah.
The only people who would know who it is is someone like people who knew who you were dating.
Yeah.
But it literally there's like so many of these men genuinely calling women mommy and being like, mommy, they're literally writing please.
Oh.
Mommy, please let me finish like that.
And you think I'm not going to tell
you. You're
going
to trust me with that and then call me a pig. You deserve everything that's coming to you.
I dated a guy who used to punch himself in the head when he came.
Cool.
Yeah. And I was like, the fact that you dated me as a stand-up comedian and you don't think I'm telling
this is my thing.
Everybody that?
I have so many jokes about men and like and honestly pretty intimate details about them. And it's like, I told you I was a comedian.
Yes. Yes.
Not to victim blame, but you knew that I talk into microphones every day. But if you were nice to me, nobody would know. Nobody would know that you sucked your thumb when you came. Nobody would know.
Mommy's not going to shield you. This is the type of mother.
Mommy's not going to take it. This is the type of mothers we are.
Yes.
Mommy girls.
I do notice that when now I've reached like MILF territory in my age range.
Hot.
Yeah. And when.
You know what's funny? I have two, but not because of my age, because of the size of my cans.
Yes.
I have big mommy milkers.
You do.
Yeah.
And I have like stern mommy energy. And when men in their early 20s, I'm not talking the mids, early hit on me, it's like they want me to like comfort them. It's a very different energy. It's like, tell me it's okay. Put me up to your titty.
And bottle feed me. Yeah.
Wild.
I don't get the mommy kink.
Yeah.
It's very big right now. It's like, it's younger Gen Z's version of what I think eating ass was.
Yeah.
Like, there was like, for some reason, there was a day where we all woke up and we're like, we eat ass now.
Yeah.
And they're having a day where they all woke up and they were like, mommy's on the table.
Yeah. It's on the table in a big way.
It's on the table in a big way. And I'm kind of obsessed.
Yes.
Like, I think it's kind of cool that this is their thing, but I am not into it.
I'm not into it at all. It's just the fact that this person is so confident that you won't tell other people.
I know. Well, that's the thing. Like, one time a guy I was dating texted me as a joke, Lizzie, let me suck your dick. And I texted back, I'm screenshotting this. So that you know that I have it, so you never hurt me.
And they'll hurt you anyways. Do we think it's morally correct to show the mommy thing?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
I think that somebody who says those horrible things to a woman that these men are saying are the type of people who think that there aren't consequences for your actions.
Yeah.
But guess what? There are consequences for your actions.
Yeah.
Also, I would argue that a lot of times the mommy thing isn't like a pre-discussed consensual situation, because it's usually the woman writing back like ?
Yeah,
or
sure.
Like what?
Yeah.
So it's like you never brought this up to her. So it's not like two consenting, enthusiastic adults being like, this is our kink. It's like a man who doesn't respect a woman being like, I'm going to make you let me call you mommy, whether you like it or not.
Yeah. It's so, what's the most humiliating thing that you've told about a bad man? out there in the world.
I have a joke about a guy I fucked who literally sucked his thumb while he came. And I say it on stage all the time.
God. Yeah.
And he's seen me do that joke. You shouldn't have fucking been mean to me.
I feel like a big part of me wanting to grow my platform of influence in the world is just to air out my gripes publicly with people when I'm like too big to be stopped.
Also, like, this is different than revenge porn.
Yeah.
Because it's not an actual picture of somebody's body. I do think that that's terrible and you should never do that. Mm-hmm. Also, like I said before, these women aren't being like, hey, I'd really like it if you called me mommy. And the guy's like, I guess I'll do this because I love you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like a shared secret intimate experience. It's just a guy like firing off mommy DMs.
It's also so, it's weird how, well, I guess the fragility of it is at the core of it because mommy, like, please let me come.
Yeah.
He's so vulnerable.
It's the most vulnerable thing a man can do.
I think it's weirder than scat.
No.
It's on the same.
But it's bad, but scat is crazy.
But it's adjacent to diaper play.
I know. And I'm following your logic here, but poop is poop.
Poop is poop. But you're just doing that. You're just doing that with a lady that you don't even like.
I know. I mean, I guess the thing about poop is like, like it's nasty.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
You nasty.
But like mommy is like vulnerable. Mommy is like something happened to you.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's like wanting to be care, being taken care of.
Yeah, it's like the worst thing you could do to me if I was dating you, fucking leak the sex, leak my nudes. What are you going to leak the best photo of my tits that exists? I'd make that my profile picture if it wouldn't get me banned from Instagram. I don't give a fuck. But the worst thing you could do is leak a conversation of me being like, I can't even do it.
I know.
Being like, I can't come out of my mouth.
Do it.
I'm like calling a guy like a little bear or something. I'm like, what a cutie baby. Like that. Or like a guy saying that stuff to me and being like, yeah, I want to come over and you rub my back.
You want to snuggle and touch my toesies.
That would ruin my life.
Yeah. And that's why you keep your fucking mouth shut.
Also, the guy with the thumb in his mouth that I talked about on stage never got like a I love you thing from me because it was like a bad guy I was just fucking.
Well, the thing is, these people don't think there'll be repercussions for their actions because they're using kink shaming as like a shield.
Yeah.
And that's what I hate about it, where it's like, I'm a bad person for telling people about this, but you've just been across the board bad this whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate like moral superiority shields. It's the same as mothers. It's like, I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be a bad guy.
And I'm going to be the bad guy who thinks that, you know what? Your little mommy thing is weird. Would you let a guy mommy play you? Hot guy. Fun, cool, hot guy. God. I'll argue you have a huge crush on him and you want to date him. And he's like, I am so into you. But just so you know, my thing is I have to beg mommy for sex. Beg on my knees. Pretty please. Pretty please, mommy, come fuck me.
I don't know. Wait, Ronnie, would you? Let's ask Ronnie first.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely nice. Not.
I thought you were going to say absolutely, and I lit up.
And you were like, you know what? And I also love this.
No, but I have my own mommy issues, so it would just weird me out, I think.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, like, what's going on underneath the surface, you know?
But it's weird that daddy's totally fine.
Daddy's
with me,
fine.
Yeah.
You know? Daddy's fine. Nothing.
Daddy's
it's,
fine.
It's weird that I, like,
I think daddy is so sexualized that we find it weird when women, grown women, call their men dad, their men, their husband, their father, daddy.
Yeah.
Sorry, is my nose bleeding? I'm having a stroke.
Their birth father's daddy.
But like when you meet a grown woman who calls her father daddy, you're like, you're insane and he fucks you.
Yes.
So I think that's why it's not weird to call a guy who's fucking you daddy, because that's the context in which we think of it.
Yeah, it's been so in the zeitgeist.
But mommy is not that.
But maybe it's starting to become that way. It does look like.
I also, every guy I date as a joke at some point calls me mommy. Mm-hmm. And I'm always like, how much of a joke is this?
Is it a joke? Because the way you're on my tit right now is less of a suck and
more of a... I mean, they are on my tits. I'll do the joke mommy thing if I'm like, this is so vulnerable. If I'm like cuddling with a guy, I'll like hold his head and jokingly like bottle feed him my vape.
Yeah.
And then I'll refer to myself as his mommy and he'll freak out.
I love that.
I think that's fun.
Yeah, when I'm comforting my boyfriend, I'll get very mothering-esque.
Yeah, I do. If I'm comforting them, you totally are going to put your head on my tits.
100%. Yeah. Get in here. Get into
get
my
in my
womb.
Bosom. That's what it's here for.
Would I do this? Yeah, probably.
I think you would.
Yeah. But it would be more difficult for me to do this than to fuck someone with a strap on.
Yeah, me too.
And that was also a hard adjustment for me for a while.
I have never pegged and I don't want to, but I would rather peg than be mommy.
Yeah. Mommy's, I think, a pretty high.
Yeah, maybe if it was like regular voice, the way people use the word daddy, like if it was like, yeah, give, nope.
Say it.
I was gonna say if it was like, yeah, give it to me, mommy. Then like that I can see more than full baby voice.
Yeah.
You know, putty please.
Putty please.
Are we talking M-O-M-M-Y or M-A?
Well, here's the thing. Ronnie, thank you for bringing this up.
Yes, yeah.
Because I've dated guys who can pull off an M-A-M-I mommy, and that's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
they don't say it while you're fucking them.
Yeah.
They say like, they'll text you like, what's up, mommy? And I'm like, yeah.
They'll grab your waist outside in a surprising way.
That I love. Or like, I know some like old school guys who will like just casually refer to women they're friends with as mama.
Yeah.
That's hot. That's cool.
That's dominant and confident.
Get over here, mama.
Mommy is...
I'm not talking about mommy. I'm talking about mommy.
Yeah. I want to suck on your little titties.
Your little mummy titties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate it.
It's bad.
I think you can release revenge material up until the point of nudes. I don't think you can release nudes.
Nudes is off the table.
But you can tell other women that the person has a trash dick.
Yes, that's allowed.
And I think that you can say that they're bad in bed and go into details about
it.
And if this person is abusive.
And I think men can do that too if the woman is the bad guy.
Yes.
I think that's okay. I think it's okay to be like, also, I didn't have fun while I was fucking you.
Yeah. It's a hard world out there.
It's
and
a
people
tough
are doing this anyways. Doing it on a public platform is intense, but
yeah, I think if you're if you're someone who has any sort of public platform, don't say their name.
Yeah.
You know, like you shouldn't be like John has a whack dick.
Yeah.
You know? I didn't think of a name of a man I've never dated. And all I could think of was names of men I've dated.
No, you're like shit.
I know. But you can be like, one time I dated a guy who liked calling me mommy.
I also think life's too short not to have an overreaction every once in a while.
Have an overreaction every once in a while. What are we doing? What are we talking about? We're all going to be perfect all the time. We're all going to say please and thank you and wipe our asses from the front to the back every time.
I'm eating my own poop and getting a parasite. I'm going to say that probably in my lifetime, if I get enough power and influence, I am going to be saying first and last names. Because this is my thing. Don't fucking be doing shit like that if you think it's like going to look bad.
Yeah, I'm saying the punishment has to match the crime.
100%.
So if somebody did something monstrous to you, first and last name them on a podcast and talk about the weird shit they were into. If they did something like violent to you.
Yeah.
Because that is like a verbally violent thing to do back to them.
Yeah.
If somebody broke up with you because it wasn't a good match and they just didn't like you enough, you don't really get to be like, he is a mommy.
His
guy.
Penis is this, goes this direction.
Right. Yeah. No, that's like a totally different situation.
Yeah.
But the people we're talking about right now are men who are like being verbally abusive to women.
Yeah.
So like, okay, I'm going to put you on blast because you're being verbally abusive.
I said what I said.
Yeah.
I said what I said.
And you said what you said. And what you said was, please, mommy, let me come for you. One of them said, baby needs his mommy. Baby needs his mommy.
That's insane.
You're going to text that to a grown woman?
Do you think that maybe,
in writing forever?
Do you think that maybe Gen Z is so scared? Again, Ronnie, I'm going to need your input sure. on this.
Yeah.
Do you think Gen Z is so scared of the future and the world that like
they're letting it all go?
That they're like millennials will help us, or like they're seeking like a comfort type thing from older people more so than they would.
But also the people I'm talking about, they're not women who are older than them.
Not always, but I am receiving this type of attention, and it is sure. I don't know if this is a thing just because this is new to my age, or if this is something specific that Gen Z is doing.
Yeah, I think it's probably a combination of both, because I think like my generation, a lot of us have boomer parents.
Yeah, yeah.
And the boomers are so fucked up.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone
yeah.
has parental issues my age, so I think that. But I think it's like it's an amalgamation of things. But,
yeah,
and I also think it's just taboo.
Yeah,
like I think like we've run through so many things that were once taboo and aren't anymore. Like I was talking about eating ass earlier. Now it's like crazy if you've never.
Yeah,
eaten
yeah,
ass.
Yeah.
You know, but there was a time where like the whole reason that was hot was because somebody was doing it, not because of how it felt.
Yeah,
and I think that like. They've just found something that now feels taboo because other things like tying someone up doesn't,
yeah.
spitting in someone's mouth doesn't, eating somebody's ass doesn't. But mommy, please
let me have
cummies.
Come on mommy's tits.
Mommy, please let me have cummies.
That's what we're talking about. That's what they're doing.
I know. Stacy's mom has got it going on. That's how these. I was hosting a show the other day, and there was a 22-year-old in the audience. During the bit, I talk about how young dudes are behaving this way towards me, and that I'm like engaged, and it's laughable that these dudes think that they can like blow my back out when I'm like a black belt in insane fucking because right. I feel nothing. This guy's like talking on he has his headphones in, and he's like on the phone during a comedy show and turns to me and is like, yo, so, but like, could I like get your number? I'm like, insane.
Insane.
I'm working. I was just up
You're
there
on the phone.
Hosting.
You're going to get rejected on the phone?
In the back of a comedy club from like a goth woman who's been yelling at everybody about yeah. being pieces of shit.
I also think that part of it is like this generation of people, which I'm like technically kind of a part of, mm-hmm. grew up so on the internet
yeah.
that they're not afraid of the internet. Like I've like known people who are younger than me who are like, oh yeah, I sent a picture of my dick to that group chat because it was funny. And
yeah.
it's like now a bunch of guys from the internet know what your dick looks like. That's crazy to me, but it's like a thing.
They don't have this like, it could ruin your reputation. Like,
right.
like don't put things online.
Or just like, it's like not humiliating in the same way.
I know. No.
Like they're not humiliated by it in the same way.
And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I don't either.
Yeah.
It might be good. Because how can revenge porn exist if everybody's putting their nudes
yeah.
online?
Maybe it's chaotic good.
Maybe it's chaotic good.
Yeah.
Maybe call a woman mommy, but just be nice to her after.
We like this.
We kind of like this. I mean, we don't like it.
Have we gone full?
We don't like it. Don't do it to me.
Full circle on mommy. Can I have some commie?
Every time I start dating a guy who's perfect, you know this about me, mm-hmm. and I haven't had sex with him yet, I come to you and I'm like, what if it's this?
Yeah.
What if the thing that's not perfect about him is he's, mommy, can I please have some commies,
that is
guy?
That's your number one fear.
That's my number one fear.
Yeah, having to dominate a man.
Having to dominate a man I respect is my number one fear.
It's a tough thing. A lot of people come to me for it because I reek of it, and I don't
yeah.
necessarily.
But
like
I do too because I'm like mean.
Yeah,
like I like flirt by being mean, so mm-hmm. guys are like, "You want to step on my balls?" And I'm like, "No."
Yeah,
I want to kiss.
I want you to kiss me on the forehead.
I want to kiss you,
Ronnie. In the lesbian community, do we have mommies?
Mommy doms.
Mommies?
That's what it's called, right? Mommy doms.
Yeah, there's mommy doms. It's
yeah.
We've talked about hey mamas before.
Yes.
Very
yes.
much on brand for a hey mamas.
Yeah.
Oh, but do they want to be called mommy?
Or do they want to
be called
mommy? Is
it implied that it's M-A-M-I mommy?
No, I think it's like people want to be called mommy.
Wow.
Yeah. M-O-M-M-Y.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So like, I could see, that makes more sense to me for some reason.
Woman on woman mommy?
Woman on woman getting yeah. fucked by a strap on saying like, yes, mommy.
But it's like, it's more fucked up, I think.
Do you think?
Because it's two women, right?
But either
They're
way, the person being called mommy is
They're
a woman. You know what I just thought of?
What?
Do you ever know when a couple has a baby and then like they start calling each other mommy and daddy?
Yeah.
Do you think they
lesbians call each other.
No, do you think they do it when they fuck?
Maybe.
I bet you they do.
I bet they do.
Co-parent play. I bet they're like, oh yeah, you like that, mommy? Ew. Ew, dude.
I think we're just running out of shit.
Also, seeing them do that in public by accident is hilarious.
Yeah.
Like when you know a couple that has a kid and the guy's like, mommy, can you hand me that? And you're like, oh.
Yeah.
You're nasty.
People have accidentally called me mom multiple times. People that I fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's never happened to me.
Oh, it happens to me all the time.
I've gotten a lot of accidentally called someone's ex-girlfriend's name.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of Jessica in my life.
Yeah. Well, one time I was dating a guy and he brought me home for Thanksgiving and he kept accidentally calling me his ex-girlfriend's name because according to him, she was the only other person he had ever brought home. So it was just like, for whatever reason, the wires got crossed and our names are similar.
Yeah.
And it happened so many times that at one point his uncle looked at him and was like, I mean, you gotta stop doing that.
This is crazy.
It's crazy.
A little bit of Lizzie in my life. A little bit of mommy in my side.
This episode is going to get taken down for copyright issues.
A little bit of cummy on my tum. Let's take a break.
Real quick, you know what I get a lot because I'm like a thick bitch?
Yeah.
The word tummy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like I want to touch your tummy.
I love your tummy.
Oh. I also get your body is soft.
Oh, I get you're so soft.
You're like, thank you. You described me like a fucking plush toy.
One time I was fucking someone and I was on top and they looked at me and they went, you're such a woman.
Oh.
And I was like, you just called me fat to my face while you're inside me.
That's goddess right there.
That's goddess.
Goddess play. Well, goddesses, mommies, daddies, cummies.
Tummies.
Tummy cummies. Get some cummy in your tummy and we'll be right back. We'll close this bitch out.
Mommy.
We're back. Are you hungry
I'm
for
trying to
some
make suckling noises.
Milk. Let's
take our jugs out and give these boys some milk. Oh my God, what have I become?
Welcome back. Welcome back to Respectfully.
Do you know how like sometimes people are like, what do you do? And I have to be like this. I have to be like, I talk about cummies on my podcast.
I talk about breastfeeding 22-year-old men.
Or like you meet someone new who you think is cool and they're like, I would love to listen to your podcast. And you're
but
like,
don't.
Okay. All right.
So, we're reaching the end of the show and we have a final segment, which is one that I think people wouldn't think is so inflammatory, but for us it is because we're performers.
I'd argue it's triggering.
Yes, it is. You hear that shudder going and you are shuddering, which brings us to respectfully, what the fuck are photographers up to all the time?
What are you up to? At this point, you holding a camera in front of my face, you might as well be holding a loaded gun.
Yes.
It's awful. I've never had a photo taken of me by a quote unquote photographer that I've liked.
Well, I also...
There are actual photographers who are good.
It's rare, though.
But there are so many. I mean, it's kind of like being a podcaster.
I know. Photography is not really...
It's almost like any job where you can just buy the equipment and do it.
I think there are art forms that are like 95% of it is not really actually an art form. And that's photography, painting,
stand-up comedy. Yeah.
Where it's like, this is, especially with iPhones and stuff.
It's crazy.
It's like, what? You're putting up a picture of like a cityscape, and I'm like, this couldn't be less impressive.
Yeah.
And the fact that you're like hoity, photographers are also hoity-toity about it.
Also, let's stop beating around the bush about this. You're a pervert.
Yeah.
If a man tells me he's a photographer, you're a fucking pervert.
Yeah, I got
what
sexually
do you
assaulted
mean?
By a photographer.
I know.
Yeah.
Literally last weekend I was at a show. I was on stage. I asked the audience if they're into dirty talk and someone screamed yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I like looked in the direction. I was like, who was that? And the guy goes, the photographer.
Of course.
And I was like, the guy who has pictures of me?
Yeah.
What? I hate this.
I mean, male photographers, the scum of the earth,
scum of the earth.
Yeah.
I would never date a male photographer.
No.
Never.
All of them?
All of them.
Yeah.
Even if you're taking pictures of birds and landscapes, I think you're a fucking pervert.
You're fucking that
you're
bird.
You're a dirty pervert because you are going to ask me to film myself fucking you.
I have never met
an
exception.
You care about digital media too much.
I have never met an exception to the rule. Every male photographer that I have met is the scummiest guy.
And I'm not talking about guys who like have a thing and also own a camera and like using it. I'm talking about guys who are like, I am a photographer.
Yes. They do fashion shoots and all the women are fucking 18.
Yes.
And confused
and
looking.
And naked
as fuck. You're an artiste? You're going to tell me to my face that you're an artiste? You're a pickup artist.
Also, if anyone's an artist in this picture, it's the girl who made her body look like that.
Yeah. And you're just a pig behind the lens. Ugh. And I cannot respect you.
Just because you can set up a light, I'm supposed to think this is art? Fuck all the way off.
It's so fucking... Also, they don't know how to like frame shot. It's always just like the tits or the ass.
Yeah.
And that is also comedy and performance photographers. There are several angles. If women are not reposting your photos, it's because you're making
you're bad at this.
Look bad. Don't get the side. Don't get the arm pressed against the body so it looks like a fucking Christmas ham. Never shoot me from downward.
Below?
You're looking at me fucking all chin. And like, there's also a thing where there's female performers like myself who are very physical.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Like these.
Hold on real quick. Andrew, I think your mic just cut out.
Oh, shit. I started jazzing.
Oh, my God. You're being silenced.
I shut it off. Yeah. Because as a
burgeoning photographer, how's that?
I find this very
awesome. Is it working now?
Yeah.
You're okay.
I was going to say this. I often, performance photographers, comedy photographers, will be like, let me take a photo of you doing this silly face.
Yeah.
And I'm going to post that one on the grid on my Instagram.
Tag you.
I'm a girl.
Yes.
Can you for one second consider that I'm a girl?
And that like someone I want to
fuck. I've had people make me
want to
stop doing a joke.
Yes.
Because I'm like, if this is what I look like doing that joke, I can't do that joke anymore.
Well, also there's like hot girl comedians who don't move around a lot.
Yeah.
I'm out here fucking, I'm red in the face.
I have a joke where I put my fingers in my mouth.
Yeah. Love that.
Thank you.
You're going to get Giardia from that.
I know. I was doing it during COVID. It was scary.
Love it. But there's also photographers who take middle of the road photographs too, like landscape bullshit or, you know, sunsets.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's fine if that's your hobby, but please don't make me be like, oh, your art is so good. I never want to go to your photography show. There's one photography show.
You don't think street photography is like sick when you see like, no, but like you don't think about what it took sometimes for like a photographer to get a picture.
No, of course.
In New York City when like a homeless person is swinging an axe at them.
Sometimes I think there's an exception.
There are exceptions.
But I think there are so many men who are like, I'm a street photographer and you're just taking a photo of graffiti someone else did.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
there's
fair.
Like, I'm talking about people who are like using this label to call themselves an artist and you're not good at it. What you're talking about is people who are good at it.
Yeah.
That's
a
different
person. That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, whoever took that photo of those guys sitting on that beam eating lunch, you're a good photographer.
Nailed it.
You get to be a photographer.
Yeah, yeah. And they're street art photographers, like, from, like, the 80s and shit.
Those are who the ones
I'm
talking about.
Yeah, that's a totally different thing.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But if you have an iPhone and you're taking a photo of something someone else made,
yeah,
I'm supposed to respect you?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's fair. No.
Yeah. And also, don't... Like, you should ask people
before you take their photo.
You should also ask people if you can post photos. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I, to the point where someone posted a photo of me that was so fucking, I look like Marilyn Manson, ate fucking Charles Manson. Like, I was the scariest.
She got there.
Scariest
and Charles
fucking,
Bronson.
Yeah, and then Charles Bronson, I got in there. It was so bad. And I had to be like, hey, I want to repost your work, but this is
crazy.
Horrible.
Yeah. I made you Photoshop a photo of me that somebody took.
Yes, I did.
The color on it was so bad my nose was red.
You look like Santa Claus.
I look like Santa Claus. But it was like a good photo. I needed a photo, so I sent it to Andrea, and I was like, Photoshop this.
It's the same photographer who did that, by the way.
I know.
That posted the horrible one
is.
Of me.
I know it is.
And these photographers get like clout because they photograph a bunch of hot people. And of course, your photo looks beautiful if someone's
gorgeous.
Again, you're taking a photo of someone else's work.
Yes. Someone went to the gym so much for you to look like an artist. Yeah. And I don't. Yeah.
Also, if you want me to come to an event where there's a photographer, tell me before I get there.
Yes.
Don't make me show up just regular. And you got a fucking, you got a photographer there who's taking pictures of me? I look regular.
There's also people who take, this is, they're not photographers, but just a PSA to normies. In your, if you're in a group event, I hate the photo where someone stands far away and we're all like, let's all gather together. Mm-hmm. Everyone looks like dog shit in that style of photo.
Also, okay, this, if you're going to take a, because sometimes you want that photo which just is, for the memes, yeah. And I get that. If you're going to do that, let the women stand in the middle.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? Don't make me stand on the side.
Like a father figure.
Like a father figure with my fucking, with everything hanging out. Let me hide in the middle. I'll put a cute little face on and then I'll repost the photo. But if I'm on the side and closest to the camera, I look like a monster that crashed your party. Dude,
I'm always in the back like Dracula with my bat wings above everybody. Yeah.
I always stand behind a man who's crouching.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's like, I'm like, just block my whole body from the camera.
I don't like to be perceived when I'm not ready to be perceived.
I just don't want to be perceived when I'm not ready to be perceived. Is that so much to ask?
Yeah, yeah.
I've had multiple times where I've been at a comedy show where my friends were there, and I'll be like, hey, I know you're going to want to take a photo of me on stage and post it. I'd rather you not because I like this outfit and I don't want to hate it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, if you post that photo, I'm never going to wear this again, and I feel good right now.
I'm going to see if I can pull this up. There's a photographer who's a nice guy, but he took a photo of me in an audience.
I'm just gonna guess who it is.
Yes, it took a photo of me in an audience on Halloween, and I was wearing devil horns, and I was laughing, and my face was red, and I looked like fat Satan. Yes.
Did I nail it?
You nailed it.
I hate every photo this person takes of me.
Every but there are women comedy groups that just exchange horrible photographs that have been taken of them during
this
comedy
person.
Shows. Yes. And it's like, this is a microaggression.
Yeah.
You don't care about how bad this is going to make me feel. You just think this is a fine photo.
I know.
If you're a photographer, I think the test should be, if you saw a picture of this woman, would you fuck them?
Would
from
you
this
fuck
picture?
Her?
And if the answer is no, don't put it up.
Yeah.
And if you're a professional, like fashion photographer or anything like that, street art photographer, could I recreate this photo with my iPhone?
Yeah.
If so, then this is not a great photo.
Another thing I would say is like, help me.
Yeah.
Like, there are so many photographers who I love who have taken good photos of me because as they're taking my photo, they'll go, put your chin down a little, tilt your head that way, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, this looks great because you told me what to do. I don't know what to do. I'm not a model. But meanwhile, there's these other ones that are just like, chink, done. You know? And I'm like, wah!
Yeah.
What happened? What did I look like?
You look terrible. Ugh. And you have to be immortalized in that fucking nightmare.
I know.
Fuck photographers. Fuck mommies.
And also, this goes without saying, if you're like inviting a woman over for a photo shoot,
yeah,
you're a sexual predator.
100%.
If you're asking a woman to get naked so you can take a black and white photo of her, your art isn't good and your personality is bad and you're a monster.
Yes. I had a photographer do this to me. And he was trying to give me pictures from a shoot that we did. And I purposefully met him in public. I asked a male friend to be there for us to meet up. So it could not be more clear that this was not like a date. And then my male idiot friend was like, well, I gotta go. And I was like, wait, what are you, where, what are you, what?
Yeah.
And then I couldn't get the files on my computer.
Oh my God.
So I had to go home. The minute we're back in my apartment, he's like, let's just take a few photos in your bedroom. And then
with your clothes off.
Uh-huh. Clothes off. There's a photo. I wish I had this photo. There's a photo of me sitting on my bed, like maybe, I don't know if maybe my pants are off or something. I look so sad.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're capturing you sexually assaulting me in my own home.
I went to college with a guy who did his final project. He was majoring in photography. On photos of women's insecurities. So he just made women show up to his house and like get out the thing they hate most about their body and pose for a picture. And in every photo, the woman looks sad and scared.
That's the thing. It's like we're put in this muse category.
Yeah.
And they're like, look at me capturing real stuff. And it's like,
yeah. And then it's like
capturing you being a monster.
It's like a regular woman being like, I don't like my arms. And it's a photo of her in like a spaghetti strap tank top with the worst angle of her arm. And it's like, Do you think this is going to make her like the arm?
What's the message?
What's the message?
That's also the most new school shit I've ever
heard. Yes. I know.
Yeah.
And then they hung them up in that building on Fifth Avenue.
Oh, no.
They hung the photos. I was friends with one of the women. She was like, what the fuck is this? It's everywhere now. It's on Instagram at my school.
Yeah. This is a direct attack on fucking art students.
Yeah.
Because your art is going to be bad for a while, of course. But I feel like photographers never really get that much
better. It's also like somebody who has never experienced oppression or a hard time.
They don't get better.
but also this is like a great example of somebody who's like, they have no personal experience to pull from, so they're like, well, I know women hate their bodies, so I'll make my art about how women hate their bodies. And it's like, no, make your art about your life.
Yes, but you have a
take a
life.
Photo of your tiny dick and put that in your school.
That would be heroic.
That'd be I'd be like, that is a great photographer.
Wow.
If you're a photographer, then you have to take a photo of your tiny dick
and hang it up.
The hell out of
you. Yeah, me too. I'll be like, you're really learning.
Yeah, that's an incredibly vulnerable thing. A lot of photographers do oppression porn too.
Yeah.
Like to your point of like a dirty New York and that kind of stuff.
Or like just a homeless person minding their own business.
Yeah.
Like it's one thing if it's like a certain interaction you're photographing, but if it's just like a person having a hard time sleeping.
Yeah.
Like on the street, it's like, yeah, I don't think this person wants this. Yeah. I don't think this person wants to be famous for this.
And it's like sad porn. And you're, again, similarly, you're like, look at me raising awareness. And I'm like, everybody's
aware.
People's horrible lives.
Yeah.
You are using these people's horrible lives and you are blowing them up to a massive size and you're putting it in a fucking...
And you're acting like you're brave for interacting with a homeless person, which just further stigmatizes homeless people.
Yes. You're like, look at this piece of shit's horrible life.
Yeah. And I was brave enough to talk to them. Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Did you pay them?
No.
Fuck you.
No. I was in Beacon, which is like an artsy fartsy town in New York City. And I went to an exhibit that was one of these, but it was like a white guy going to the third world. And I got so mad that I had to like leave.
I would leave.
This was
I hate that.
Early dating where like it's not really appropriate to be like, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, no, I'm putting my foot down. That's crazy.
I don't want to see a child dying from an airborne disease. What are you, nuts? What is that going to give me perspective on how good my life is?
Also, we live in a time where everybody has a phone. I see children dying on my phone every day. You don't need to tell me.
Yeah.
You don't need to. You're not a hero for telling me.
Yeah, you want
to
see kids dying. Turn the news on.
Yeah, right.
And again, it's one thing if you're a fucking journalist.
Yeah.
That's a totally different thing. But if you're just some guy who's going to like put this in a museum and make money off of it, fuck you.
Well,
I'm done with you.
Do you know the story about there's that famous picture of the baby about to get eaten by the bird? Have you seen that?
No.
It's like a baby in the somewhere, some third world country.
Yeah.
And there's like a vulture basically, like an inch from the baby.
Yeah.
It's like crawling basically towards his death. And the guy won some sort of like Peabody or some serious like award. And then he found out that the kid was just like died basically. And was
stop it.
And then he killed himself. Because he couldn't live with the fact that he took a picture and like didn't help the I'll see if I can find the picture.
Yeah, do kill yourself. Do kill yourself. I was recently spouting about assisted suicide on social media. I will also spout at this: if you for your art let another person die, you're morally bankrupt.
You're morally culpable. Yeah,
kill yourself.
And again, it's different if you're. If you're coming from a journalistic standpoint, that is a different thing. But if you're like, my art is that I let a baby die, nothing's ever been that important.
Nothing.
Nothing is. If you told me that doing this podcast was killing babies, I would stop doing it yesterday.
Yes, me too.
But not a day before, because content is content.
Content is content. I mean,
just kidding.
It's pseudo-intellectualism that is justifying deeply selfish and voyeuristic garbage behavior. And I don't, it's like when people, they're nature photographer or people do this all the time where they like let baby animals starve and they're always like,
again, helping them will interfere with the blah, blah.
Shut up. Let a baby tiger live, psychopath.
Yeah.
What do you think? You're fucking part in harmony with nature?
Yeah.
We help human beings. You can't fucking help an animal.
Yeah. So real quick, it was a picture that was taken in the Sudan in 1994.
Oh, they love Africa, these vultures.
Yeah, during that crisis. It's called The Vulture and the Little Girl.
Yeah.
And
the vulture was the
photographer. I don't think I want to see the photo.
It's a famous picture. It was published in the New York Times, and it won the Pulitzer Prize.
You got a Pulitzer photography. Prize?
But then, so there's a in the Wikipedia, there's an aftermath section, and it says, 4 months after being awarded the Pulitzer Prize for feature photography, Carter died of suicide by carbon monoxide poisoning on 27 July 1994 at age 33. There's a quote here from an archbishop from the Cape Town, South Africa that said, quote, and we know a little about the cost of being traumatized that drove some to suicide, that, yes, these people were human beings operating under the most demanding conditions. So I don't know if it's necessarily directly to the picture or his experience being in the Sudan.
Yeah.
But either way, took pictures of, fucked him up and eventually drove him to suicide.
I'm going to say this, though. You're going to kill yourself because other people's lives are so hard.
Right, right. It's like you got a little slice.
I can't win.
You got a little slice of how horrible.
Classic can't win scenario. Yeah.
That's like when.
Lizzie approves of nothing.
Hey. But it's just like, to me, it's kind of like giving the same thing as like when a man knows a woman who's been sexually assaulted and now he's like, that's his big thing.
Yeah, that's
like his big thing is like, I know what it's like because it happened to someone I know. And it's like, what about her?
Yeah,
what if you just were nice to her?
I mean I also think this person probably had mental health issues to start with for something like that, for that trauma to lead them to take their life. But to me, my instinct when it comes to trauma is to be like, how can I stop or help others who are dealing with this? Or like, what can I do in a meaningful way that actually pushes the needle versus just...
Yeah, and this is like, we're being like hyperbolic and silly, but also like, there is a way in which a person documenting this can help.
Yeah.
Like, documenting something like this happening can be helpful.
Yes.
And that's why I said, like, I'm not talking about journalism. I'm not talking about like somebody who is making a documentary about something terrible happening in the world that we don't fucking know about. Like, I'm not talking about that. I'm specifically talking about, like, so I don't know the details of what this guy was doing.
Well, I think he was a photojournalist.
Yeah.
So this is like a different thing. And I was like jokingly shitting on him, but I do think that's different. But I'm talking about, like we said, like the guy taking a photo on his iPhone of a homeless person. And then imagine him being like, my life is so hard because I had to see that. That's basically what you're doing by taking that photo.
Yeah.
Sure. And it's like, your life is not hard. That person's life is hard.
Yeah.
That is a hard thing to deal with.
I also still, even though this guy's a photojournalist, I don't think I could take a picture of a baby almost being attacked.
Yeah.
I don't think I could
do it. And not stop it.
Yeah. Well, it's not quite.
No. But I think the baby was already dead, right?
I think the broader issue here is that, he's covering the Sudan, and it's like, what do you... I think the point of the picture in a lot of ways... Not to discuss part of it, but I think the point of the picture is kind of just like, this situation, these people are fucked.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I think this is different.
Yeah.
But
it's such a fine line, though. It's such a fine... I don't know.
Like, I think the point where we're saying, like, get involved is like, if you are going to take that picture of that homeless person, are you going to give them $20?
Yeah.
Are you going to help them at all? Are you going to, like, help them find resources, like mental health resources and resources to a actual homeless shelter where they can like take a break for a few days and take a shower and go to a job interview? Or are you going to take a photo, post it on your Instagram and act like you're a fucking hero?
Well, it's exploitation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think there is like such a difficult line between exploitation and spreading awareness. And I think you know the bad one when you see it.
Yeah.
But it's hard. Especially with third world, like, I don't know, if underdeveloped, is that what we're using? Underdeveloped countries.
I don't know. All of them sound condescending.
Yeah. It's like, there is this thing where it's like suffering tourism or like trauma tourism.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, are you trying to feel something deeper about humanity by just witnessing this? What are you getting out of this?
Yeah, or like the people who go on like a trip to build a school and post all the photos on their Facebook and then just leave and nothing has changed for these people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like there are like documented studies that is bad to do, mm-hmm. because you go there and you interact with children and you tell them that you're going to help them, and then 3 months later you leave and put it on your college application,
yeah,
and their lives stay the same and they're confused and feel abandoned.
Yeah.
Like, that's terrible. That, yeah, is like, that is a version of tourism where you're playing, you're cosplaying suffering for a few months.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, these are real people. These are real lives. There are like actual things happening here that you have no fucking way of ever understanding. And posting photos of it isn't gonna, it's not doing anything to help. You're not helping.
Yeah. Yeah. Use doing things with art as the motivating factor. Slippery.
Slippery slope.
Slippery, slippery slope.
Slippery slope. And that's why you should do everything for revenge.
Yes. Mommy, mommy, cummy, cummy.
Mommy, cummy, cummies. Do it for revenge. And that way, you know what? You're already saying it's bad.
Yep. Just fucking say what you are. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what we, that's our code over here. And respectfully, be a bad person and say you're a, yeah, bad person.
I'm a hypocrite and a bad person and a fugly fat bitch.
Where can people follow your fugly fat ass?
You can follow me on Instagram at Lizzie Cassidy with a Y at the end of Lizzie. Mm-hmm. I have another podcast called Close Calls. It's a comedy podcast about near-death experiences.
Follow me at AndreaComedy69 across all platforms and subscribe to our YouTube, people.
Subscribe to the YouTube.
We're getting some good numbers. People are commenting. We love it.
Find out if I'm a fugly fat bitch.
Get in there and say it. Photographers come for us. Mothers come for us.
Get in here.
Mommy cummy guys come for us.
Honestly, yeah. Mommy, yeah, cummy guys, get in the comments.
Yeah.
I want to know what you think.
I would love to know what this is all about.
Let me pick that brain.
And write us a review on iTunes.
Write us a review on iTunes.
All right. Goo goo gaga. You bang
me. Me.
Perfect.
I want to see this.